Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and how can I help you?
Your name is what?
Cindy.
Cindy. Cindy, my name is Robert Hall, and I looked on my account, and it shows that I was billed $59.89 from you all. I haven't ordered anything from you all. I don't even know who you all are except for Sporting Goods Company.
Okay, Mr. Hall, I was able to locate an account by the phone number you're calling in from. Can you verify for me, please, your address?
I live on Pompleton Avenue in Omaha, Nebraska.
16728.
Yes.
Thank you. I have the account pulled up. I have your phone number. Let's see. It looks like it's the one that you're calling in from. Let's one moment. 402-714-7509. I have your email address, hall32648@aol.com. And let me check and see what was ordered. Okay, it looks like you entered a contest, and in doing so, for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. It also enrolled you in a meal plan app, which provides you with nutritional recipes, workout videos, and things like that. Does that ring a bell?
I got an email from Lowe's Home Improvement Company to take a survey
Oh, okay.
and that I would receive a gift. And they had testimonials from individuals that had taken the survey. So I took the Lowe's Home Improvement survey. And then it said at the end that I can select my gift of all of those listed, and it was a vacuum cleaner. And it said there was a small fee of $199, $1.99. I don't know if that's to help with shipping or what, but it didn't say. And so I gave them my card for the $199, but I didn't get anything. If I knew that I had to pay for a vacuum cleaner, I never would have given my card number. So you all use deceptive ways to get into my account for something I did not approve, a withdrawal of $59 and something.
I understand. And see, we're assuming the customers have read over the terms and conditions and they're fully aware of what they signed up for. I can lower the cost by $20 a month if you're interested in staying in the
No,
program.
I don't want any cost, Lord. I want you to put my money back into my account. I did not
Okay.
give you that authorization.
And again,
And
we're assuming.
the way you did it is deceptive. And so
Okay, I'm
I don't
sorry you
want to
feel that
deal
way,
with
sir.
anybody that do deception. So
I'm
I
sorry you
want
feel that
all.
way. I have canceled out the account. And again, we're assuming that when customers place orders, they have read over the disclosure of the terms and you are fully aware of what you were signing up for. I have canceled out the account and cancels out any future charges. In reference to a refund, due to the terms and conditions, I'm not able to provide you with a full refund. What I can do as a courtesy is at least credit 75% back to the account.
No, I want all of it.
Okay, I'll make a
If you don't
notation that
put
you
some money
decline.
back in my account, if you don't put it back in my account, I'm going to call the Nebraska and Arizona Attorney General
Okay,
and
that would be
report you all
unfortunate.
and the deception.
Well, that's nothing we did wrong, sir. But allow me to
Yes,
place you on a brief
you
hold
did.
just so I can make updates on the account. One moment.
Okay, if you don't put it back, I'm going to call both Attorney General's office and then I'm going to also call Lowe's home office because that was a survey from Lowe. And I'm going to file a complaint with Lowe's with deceptive advertising. And if I don't get my money back today, I'm going to call all three, and I'm not going to stop there until every penny is put back in my account. Hello? Hello?
One moment, sir. I'm making updates on the account. I had asked you to hold, if you don't mind. Thank you. And I'm still here making updates. One moment. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks so much for holding. I was able to update the account. One moment. And then I can provide you with the cancellation number so you'll have it for your records.
A cancellation of what, ma'am?
Cancellation of your account, sir. Just let me know when you're ready.
Is all of my money going to be put back in my account?
I'm going to provide you with your cancellation number, then I'll submit the information over to corporate if they have the final decision. Your cancellation number is going to be C like Charles.
Get off the phone with you all. Let me talk to your supervisor.
I'm going to provide you with your cancellation number, sir. Your cancellation
number
is C like Charles 920-581-365. And that cancels out any future charges. One moment. Okay, thanks so much for holding. I did get confirmation from corporate to provide you with a full refund. You want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing of that credit.
I want it today.
The refund
will take 3 to 5 days.
Today.
Ma'am, you need to take 3 to 5 days to take the money.
I refunded the account today. Your bank or credit card company takes 3 to 5 business days.
I dealt with someone else like that. I got my money back the same day.
Your bank, sir, takes 3 to 5 business days. I've refunded the account today. The merchant being us, I was able to refund the account today. Your bank or credit card company takes 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. I'll call my bank and ask them, since it was charged today, to cancel it out today.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
I know. That's it.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer care. You have a great day.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Can I talk to your supervisor?
One moment, please. And I'm holding for a supervisor. One moment. And I'm still holding. I haven't forgotten about you. One moment. Okay, thank you for being patient. I'll transfer you now, and thank you for calling customer care. One moment.